This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For-profit colleges are often seen as focusing on the practical, business degrees come to mind, or training medical assistants. But one for-profit university based in Savannah, Georgia, is venturing into more rarefied air, offering degrees in theology for aspiring clergy. Sarah McCammon reports from Georgia Public Broadcasting.
At South University in Savannah, a handful of students are starting classes toward a new Doctor of Ministry degree.
Can't treat people as though they're all the same. In ministry, we have to take each person on their own.
Dr. Rob Redman is dean of the new College of Theology at South University. This pilot class of four students includes Gregory Kinsey. He'll make the 90-minute trip to Savannah from Green Pond, South Carolina, several times a year and do the rest from home. Kinsey says he's been a pastor in the African Methodist Episcopal Church for 15 years, and he has another job.
I'm bivocational, which I do work in school system as an administrator, but I just wanted to enhance my ministry.
Kinsey says he likes the fact that this theology program draws students from a variety of denominations. Rob Redman says a for-profit college like his can also operate more efficiently with fewer faculty and more practical classes like counseling instead of biblical Greek. And Redman says most seminaries depend on the whims of donors.
There's something kind of broken in traditional theological education. So it seems like now is a good time for a different model. I think the for-profit model points the way forward.
At close to $50,000, the Doctor of Ministry degree at South University costs about the same as many nonprofit seminaries.
I don't think there's enough money in theological education for a whole lot of providers to be able to do it and to make money at it.
That's Daniel Aylshire of the Association of Theological Schools in the United States and Canada. He's also skeptical whether a largely online school can give pastors in training enough personal attention. But Aylshire acknowledges many seminaries are struggling with funding as church attendance declines.
There may be some niche programs and markets that might be able to work that out as long as there aren't too many competitors.
South University is taking its theology program into several new markets. It launches online next month and at campuses in five more cities in October. In Savannah, Georgia, I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.